We're holding again daf Chof Hey Amid Beis. The bottom Gemara. About a set. Oh, so again. Omar Rav. The Omar Rav Abba Bazav, the Omar Rav. Choson v'asher shvinon v'chol b'nei ha'chu pepturu min ha'sukah. He's the choson, the night of his chasno, not on the night of the chasno, but and the shvinon, his friends, and all the people that come to the chupa, apoto min ha'sukah. Come to the chasna, potter min asukah, kol shiva. All the 7 days of the sheva brachis, they are potter for meeting in the sukkah. And the shashvin and poshik, because the roisik be mitzvah, since there's a mitzvah now, to mesameya, keep the chosin happy, and these are the close friends that keep him happy, they have a ptur also, roisik be mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah. The Mer says, my timer, why is the chosin even potter? Let everybody be in the sukkah. The Mer says, mishum the boy lemechte, he has to be happy. For the Gemara good, v'lechle besukkah, v'lechte besukkah. Let him eat and be happy in the sukkah. So Gemara says, no ain't simcha ela b'chupa. The ikka simcha zoni b'mokim chupa. So the question exactly, what does the chupa mean? So it could mean exactly where they make the chupa. But that says this, what about to make the chupa outside in the street? What's going to be? The Zoy says, the chupa means here, ela mokim ikka yeshivas chosin v'kalo korele chupa. The ikka place where they're going to be now these 7 days, that's called the mokim chupa. So we ask the kasha then, v'lechli b'sukkah, v'lechli b'chupah. Let them true eat in the sukkah first, and then they'll have their simcha v'mokim the chupah in their permanent house, in the house where they plan to be for those 7 days. That's where they'll have their simcha. So my answer is no, ain't simcha l'mokim suda. The ikka simcha has to also be, you have to have a party. You have to have food there v'shas the simcha. For the Gemara of Sov, lev the chupah v'sukkah, let him make even the chupah, in other words, his ikka living, for those 7 days, let it be in the sukkah. Not only the chuppah itself, but all those 7 days, like, let's be as ikka living in the sukkah. So Moshe says, Abaye Roma Mishum Yichud. And he said that Rashi says we're afraid that the sukkahs in the Gemara are upstairs on the roof, and there won't be too many people there. So if the chassan has to leave, his wife will be alone, and someone will be miyachid with his wife. For Rabbi Roma Mishum Tsar Chassan. There's chassan as tsar that he can't invite too many people. Or Rashi says, Shamokam Tsar, O Pesuach Shein Lo Elo Shalosh Tefanus. He's not a mokum tenua. It's an open place to sukkah, so he's bitzar there. The Moses might be nayu. He can be nayu the shchichi inshi. Then after we are losim, if you have a sukkah in a place where a lot of people do come in, so lamandi yom mishum yichud lek. If you're afraid of you'll be alone, somebody will be alone with your wife. You don't have to be afraid. There are a lot of people there. Lamandi yom mishum tsar chosanika. The chosan still feels bad. It's not a nice place like you'd want to have everybody to be there. It's still a tzar to have the chasna, the chuppah there.
Yeah.
Omer Abzeira. Ano achle besukkah v'chadi b'chuppah. He said, he was machmor on himself. He said, no, me myself, I ate in the sukkah, even the night of his chasna, he ate in the sukkah. V'chadi b'chuppah, and the simcha had later in the chuppah. In the room where he had a zikka chuppah, that's his permanent living those 7 days. V'kol shchein d'chadoy li boy, and for sure I was happy, my heart was happy, d'ko avid notarti. I did two things. I had the mitzvah sukkah, and also I had the simcha as makai mitzvah simcha. Tana Rabbonin, in Bryce it says, Choson, the Choson, b'yashash vina, and his close friends, v'chol b'nei ha'chuppah, all the people that are there, b'shas t'chuppah, like they're all being Isaac in the mitzvah now, or being Mesameya Choson Mekala, is Pturim and Atfila. Right then, b'shas t'chuppah, being Isaac in the mitzvah, they're potif and davening Shimon Esrei. So Rashi says, why the boy kavona? Because Shimon Esrei needs a lot of kavona, and now they're being Isaac in the mitzvah of a chasna, they're potif from Tfila. Or min Atfilin. They're also potif from putting on Tfilin. So Rashi says, Mishum de Shichos Shichros, the Kalas Rosh. Because b'shash, you buy a party, you have to become drunk there, you drink, and it's not nice to be shikha when you're wearing tefillin. Or else, kalas rosh, you shouldn't do that when you're wearing tefillin. So therefore, b'mokim the simcha, you shouldn't wear tefillin. As in Morris times, you used to wear tefillin the whole day. So if you have the chasna in the afternoon, you should not wear tefillin b'shash the chasna. V'le'achup eftur min atfila or min atfillin. Aber v'chayovim mekrishman. Krishma they have to do. Why krishma? So Rashi says, the mitzvah is kavanosa, ain't well a posik rishon. You have to have kavan a very small amount, only the first posik. V'yecholam leishav daita and shor ketana gade likreis posik rishon. That's not called isik v'mitzvah. If we tell you, like, for a minute, take out a minute and think what you're saying, say the first posik krishon with kavanah, you could do that.
So even though you're doing a mitzvah, b'mechasameach techosen, you have to stop right now and say krishma. That's not cool. You can't do two at the same time.
Mishum Rabbi Shelo Amru, the name of Rabbi Shelo, they said over that chosen potter. No, only the chosen. He himself is potter from saying krishma. So Rashi says mikriyashma de torid, because he has a lot of tirda. He's very busy. But the rest of the people that are there by the chasna, by the chuppah, just to be mesameichim, to do the mitzvah, simchas chosin, they have a chiyuv to say krishma. Veles le'lahani tanoi, yosef b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. So Rashi, these tanoim, Rav Shelo, does not hold from the p'tur of yosef b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. Therefore, the rest of them are chayovim. There could be chayiv in tefillin, in tefillah, and in krishma. The chayiv in all of them. Hey, see, oh, there's no p'tur of yosef b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. Just the chosin himself, l'maisi, he's torrid. He's too busy right now. He can't have kavanah. So therefore, we don't tell him to stop not to have kavanah, not to do what you're doing, because he can't. So therefore, the chosin himself, that's so torrid, he doesn't have to daven or say krishma. But the other ones there by the chasna, just in mesameichim, they have to do the mitzvahs. Yeah. But he also says, the chosin ain't yochol l'chaven baite klal. The chosin can't. He's too torrid right now. Even by Kriya Shema, he holds their potter. Because the Chosin Mechlal is too busy now. But the Shar B'nei Chopa, they could be Mechav and they have to. Matanya, Omer Rabbi Chananya Ben Akavya. Koisvei Svorim. People that write Svorim, they're doing mitzvahs right now. They write Svorim. Amnas people should be able to learn from them. Or else Tfilin or Mezuzois, they write Tfilin, the Shem Mitzvah. People should be able to wear Tfilin. Or else Mezuzois, is Allah Kahain, the Seifrim, the people that are writing it, the Tagrayim, the people that sell it, the Tagrayim, if you buy it from somebody, Almanas to sell it to somebody else, but all you're doing is Lishmo, Almanas that people should have Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs, that's why you're doing it. The Chol Oiskim B'Melecha Shemaim, anybody that's doing Oiskim B'Melecha Shemaim and you're doing mitzvahs, is Yepoter La Suye, this comes to include also Moichrei Tchelis. Even if you're selling tchelis, you're selling the blue wool to be able to make on your tzitzis tchelis, the locker is that's called the oisik in the mitzvah, and therefore pturin mikriya shema or minat filo or minat filin or mikol mitzvah samurais batera. That is the ptur of oisik a mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. Since you're doing a mitzvah now and writing tefillin, writing mezuzahs, b'shash you're doing this mitzvah, or else you're selling them. And it's what the locker means. You're not selling it only to make a panosa. Your ikar is that people should have tefillin, even though you make a little money, but still if your ikar purpose while you're doing it is that people should have tefillin, you want to make it able for them to get it, then you have this clue, it's called Yesif mitzvah, and you potem mikol mitzvahs. Rashi says, Tagrayim, halokchem mehem, kadeh limchol hamtziyel l'tzorech lehem, that they buy it, but almanas to have it on hand, if anybody needs tefillin, they'll be able to sell it to them. Or as moshkwe, tchelos tzitzis, is halokha, they're all potem in a mitzvahs. Lekayim divu Rabbi Yosi, to Mekayim Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Shoye Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimer. He used to hold that Oisik be mitzvahs potem in a mitzvah. There's also called the case, if Yosik be mitzvah, you potem in a mitzvahs. There's the Rashi said before, Shaila holds not like that. So you want to say that Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds yes, that Oisik be mitzvahs potem in a mitzvahs. And Avada means that Bishasta actually writing, they can't do two mitzvahs at the same time. So when they're writing the potter from Kriya Shema, the potter from Tefillin, the potter from other mitzvahs. But Avada, when they're not writing, when they're not busy, just the fact they have Tefillin to sell, that doesn't give them a p'tur. When they could do the mitzvahs, they're mechuyev to do the mitzvahs. Just when they're actually doing the work of writing or actually selling it, at that time when they're oisik in the mitzvah, they're potter from doing other mitzvahs. Tana Rabbonin. The Bryce that says, Hol Ched Rochim. People that are traveling. Come Sukkis, Chol Hamoed, you have to travel, you're on your way, you're traveling someplace. B'yoyim is p'turim in asukah b'yoyim. If yikah traveling is done by daytime, so by daytime you're potter from eating and drinking in the sukkah. Aber b'chayovim b'layla. When it comes nighttime though, you're not traveling, you have a chiyuv to eat, to sleep in the sukkah. This is different, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, by hochel and dvar mitzvah. By if you're going with dvar mitzvah, there we say you're potter b'yoyim and b'layla. That's shluchei mitzvah, because there you're being oisik in the mitzvah. Mashenken, if you stam holach b'drachim, stam you're traveling, you're going places, not the dvar mitzvah, then we say you're only potter when you're actually traveling. Mashenken, at night time you have a chiyuv to be in the sukkah. What about holchei drachim b'layla? If you travel at night time,
Halacha is pturim in asukah balayla. At night time, you have a pturim not to eat, not to sleep in the sukkah. Aber v'chayovim b'yoyim. But at daytime, you have a chiyuv to eat and sleep in the sukkah. What about holchei drachim b'yom v'layla? You're such a busy guy, you have to get there fast. You're traveling day and night. Halacha is pturim in asukah bein b'yoyim u'bein b'layla. Both times, you're potter from its sukkah. B'yoyim and b'layla. So Rashi learns, holchei drachim, b'yoyim pturim in asukah b'yoyim. What's the ptur here? The echsiv, because the posuk says, ba'asukah is teshvu. You have to live in your sukkah. Now we dash in kain yeshivas beisai. The same way you live in your house the whole year, that's the way you have to live in the sukkah these 7 days. That means kashem shekol hashana. Eina nimne meleches baderech bischayra. Just like the whole year round. If you have to go on a business trip, you have to go someplace, you don't say, but I have to be home, I can't leave my house. No. Now you're allowed to leave your house, you want to leave your house, gesundheit. Throughout the whole year, when you have to travel, you travel. Is kach kol yomay sachag. The same thing the loch applies by sukkis. Sheino yom tov, when it's not a yom tiv, lo yetzirichu akosu lemnoyim. The pasuk just says, ba'asukas teshvu, means live in the sukkah the same way you live in the house. And if by living in your house, if you have to go someplace, you don't stay home, you go someplace, who adin during sukkahs also? You have a right not to be in your sukkah, but to travel. So therefore, if you're traveling by day, you have a right by daytime not to be in the sukkah. But it comes nighttime, now you're not traveling, you have no heter. Now you have to go find yourself a sukkah and sleep there and eat there. If you're traveling by nighttime, you're potter by nighttime, by daytime you're chayiv. If you're traveling both day and night, then you're potter day and night also. What about the Gemara says, Vaito, Hochel Advar Mitzvah? Let's say somebody's going to do a Dvar Mitzvah, he's a Moyel, he's going to do a Bris Milu now, he's going to Dvar Mitzvah, is Pturin Bein Bayem or Bein Balayla. Here, even though he's only traveling by daytime, still, the locher is, he's potter even Malayla. That's what Rashi said in the Mishnah. Rashi says here, what's like that? Rashi, holchem advar mitzvah, pturim b'yoyim uvalayla. So Rashi, afal pi shein holchem ela b'yoyim. Even though you're mainly only traveling by daytime, you're not traveling at night. Still, you're potter at night, you don't have to find yourself a sukkah. Why not? O mishum detridim v'doyagim b'machsheva semitzvah. Because the person is bothered and thinking about how he's going to do the bris milah. He thinks about the mitzvah. How we could do a good job is pturim in a mitzvah. If even at night time you're thinking about the mitzvah, that also gives you a ptur. You don't have to look for the mitzvahs for a sukkah. But this, of course, is providing only that you don't have a sukkah right next to you. Of course, if you're staying by somebody's house at night, you're sleeping, you're there eating, and the person has a sukkah and it's no tircha in the sukkah, avadi yavachi in the sukkah. It just means if you're going to have to start bothering now, look around for sukkah, it will stop you from thinking about the mitzvah you have to do. Then we say you don't have to bother yourself and look around for sukkah. Keep on worrying about the mitzvah and you're part of a mitzvah sukkah. So tomorrow, ki ho de Rav Chizda. The mice was with Rav Chizda for Rabba bar Rav Huna. Ki have the Eile v'Shabbat de Rigla. When they went on the Shabbos of the Yom Tiv, Levei Resh Galusa. They went to visit Resh Galusa. He used to give a special shiur then on the Shabbos of Yom Tiv. Is Hevi Gani Arakta de Surya. You know where they slept at night? They slept at night near the river. Rashi Arakta means Al Svas Hanor. That's where they used to sleep. They didn't sleep in the sukkah. It was sukkahs. They slept by the river. Amri, you know why? They said, Anan Shluchei Mitzvah Anan. We're a Shluchei Mitzvah now. We're going L'Hakpo Pnei Rabbi. We're going to see the Resh Galusa. So therefore, Pturin, we're Potter for Mitzvah Sukkah. So on the road, they couldn't find the sukkah then, so they slept on the bank of the river. Trashi, Sheluche Mitzvanan, Shebonu Lishmoya Hadrosha. They went to hear the shiur, they came to hear the drosha. Olahakpo Pnei Resh Galusa. Also on Yom Tov, they wanted to visit the Rebbe, they went to Hakpo Pnei Rabbi, so they're doing a mitzvah, so Sheluche Mitzvah Spotam in a sukkah. So at night time, they slept by the river, they did not sleep in the sukkah. People that watch the city, they're outside in the fields watching the city. Is bayoyim pturim in asukah bayoyim. If their job is to watch the city by daytime, so daytime they're not home, they're potter. They don't have to eat in the sukkah. B'chayov malayla, comes nighttime, they go home, so the melech they have to have a sukkah in the house. They have to eat and sleep in the sukkah. Shomri ir balayla. If your job is to watch the city at nighttime, pturim in asukah balayla, b'chayovim bayoyim.
because it's not called a Dvar Mitzvah, just time it's a Rishus. So therefore you have the Ptur, like Rashi said, the Pasuk says, Teishvu came to Duru. You have to be in the Sukkah the same way you're at home. And here, since the whole year round, you're not at home at night or by day when you're watching, so you don't have to be in the Sukkah either. You have a big job. You have to watch for 24 hours straight. Then you're parted from the sukkah even at night time also. Because that's the way you do a whole year. You don't stay home. You're outside. You can be outside by sukkahs also. What about shomrei ganos apadesim? People that's a what? You hire a guy to watch your fields, your orchards. Is pturim bein bayayim or bein balayla? You're parted from the sukkah both at night and by daytime. Because that's what a shomer there. A shomer there has to watch by day and by night. For the Gemara, what's the bikasha? For lev the sukkah hosum. Let him make a sukkah though there in the field. Now that's where he's going to live. That's his permanent job. It's not so far away from his house. Let him make a sukkah in the fields. He's a shomer ganos apadesim. Let him make the sukkah there also. For leisvein, he'll sit there. So he could do both. He could be in the sukkah and he could also watch the fields. As if you have to watch the whole city, you can't be in one place, you have to walk around. But if you're only there to watch one field, so you could be inside your sukkah, and inside the sukkah you watch the field. So Gemara says, no. Abayi Roma. Abayi Roma, Teishvu came to Duru. The Pasuk says, Teishvu came to Duru, no. Like Rashi says, came to Duru. Kederav Shudah Kol Hashana BeBeisoy is because Teru Laniach Tirosoy V'Lidurkan. The same way a whole year, if you're a person that eats and sleeps in your house at night, so therefore by Sukkah you have to leave your permanent house and go into the Sukkah. V'Lidurkan BeSukkah Imi Tosav, you have to take your bed there, or Kli Tashmisha, whatever you need to live, you have to bring down to your Sukkah. Or Matzoysav, your sheets, V'Zer Eni Yochol Avien Shom Mepnei Aterach. Mashenken here. Since you're a shomer, you're watching in the fields, you're watching the orchard, so to be matriach, you have to carry your bed all the way out to the fields, that's too far. Therefore, Abayi holds the Torah was not mechayiv you to take all your kli tashmishoy out in the fields. That's the reason why you're potter. Has you only have a chiyuv sukkah if you're a person that comes home and sleeps in your house at night? So then we say, right next to your house, make a sukkah. Take out your bed, put it into the sukkah. But if you're a person that has to work far away from your house, we're not mechayiv you to take out all your beds to be outside there in the sukkah. Rava Rama Rav is a different teretz. We don't pass like Abayi. We hold like Rava. Rava Rama Pirtsa Karo Laganif. That the reason why you potter is because if you're going to have a sukkah out in the fields, the ganif will have a lot of fun. Because when the ganif sees that the shomer is inside the sukkah, so there's three walls to the sukkah, so the ganif is going to know the shomer can't watch the other three sides. So the ganif will have a ball and start stealing the other sides of the orchard. So maybe the shomer can't be inside the sukkah, but then he won't be able to watch. So Abad, we hold like us. No, really, there would be a chiv. Wherever you are, take out your klita shmishoy. If you're living now, the sukkah is far away, so what? Take your bed, they live there. But the reason why here, the shomer can't do that, because he can't do his job. His job is to be in an open place to watch the field. So Moshe says, my benayu, what's the difference here? The commander kaya the peri. Now let's say your job is only to watch one bundle of fruit. That's all. So that could be in front of you. So you could have your sukkah that's closed on three sides, and the fourth side is open facing this tree of peri, this bundle of peris. So therefore, you could be inside your sukkah, and nobody and the shomer would know, and the ganav would be afraid to steal because you could watch him. So in such a case, you'd have a chiyuv taka to make your sukkah outside. Trashi kari de peri, kri sho peris. Shutama the fun of Yachal Hashem of Yankan Pirtsa Karela Ganef. I skipped the morning. The Rav Amar, is Pirtsa Karela Ganef. The Rav says, then the Ganef will have a good time here. And my Benayin, the Mosek Benayin, the Kometical Brother Ganef. Right. Choylem Umisham Shem. Somebody is sick. He's part of a meeting in the Sukkah. Who are the Misham Shem, people that are taking care of the Chayla, since they're being Oisik in the Mitzvah, they're being Rapa Chayla, they're helping him, they're also Potem in a Mitzvah. Now why exactly is the Chayla Potem in a Mitzvah? Potem in a Chayla? I mean, either could be the pshat. I think Tosfos says here. Chayla Pashta is potter because the pot, like the pot we said before, Teshra came to Duru. You have to live the way you live a whole year. Now, if somebody is sick, he tries and puts himself in the best place possible to live because he knows he wants to get better. So therefore, you don't have a chiv to be in the sukkah, you have a right to be in the best place to take care of yourself. Like, that's what you would do a whole year. If you're sick and you have a better place to take care, you get healthier there, you would go. So now also, sukkahs, you don't have a chiv to be in the sukkah, you have a right to be upstairs. What about the Mishamshem, the people take care of him? Since they're doing a mitzvah, they're also potter. Tana Rabbonim, Chayle Sharmu, that if a sick person is potter from eating in the sukkah, Loi Chayle Shesh Beisakona. Not only if there's a doubt if he'll die or not, the Sakona Safoshis, El Afilu Chayle Shem Beisakona. Afilu, there's no Sakona Safoshis. For sure you'll get healthy again. Just right now you're not feeling well. Still you're potter in a sukkah. And Afilu Chosh Pen, if you only have an eyeache, something your eyes are bothering you. The Afilu Chosh Pereisha, Afilu you only have a headache. If it's bothering you right now, and you don't feel well in the sukkah, but you're going to feel better in the house, so you have a p'tur of eating in the sukkah. Either it could be, like we said, because Teshuva came to Duru, that's the way you would do a whole year round also. When you're sick, you put yourself in the best place that you could get better. So if the best place to get better is in your house, you don't have the chiyuv to be in the sukkah. Rosh Hashanah is also called mitztayer. It's the same svara. Like if you're mitztayer now, you feel bad, so you put them in a sukkah. You have tzara in the sukkah being there. Upstairs in the house, you'll feel better. The headache bothers you too much downstairs, so you put them from being in the sukkah. Even though Tosfos says that mitztayer is also the same p'tur. Tosfos says, "Hey mitztayer, the potru liyel min a sukkah, haynu miteshu kein to duru. Tiyenodem da b'mokash mitztayer." It's also all the same svaras. The pasuk says the chiyuv sukkah is teshvu, sit there, came to duru. The same way you sit in your house. But just like in your house, you're not going to be in a place that gives you tzar, gives you pain. You'll leave that room and go someplace else. The same thing, you don't have to be in a sukkah if the sukkah is giving you tzar. You have a right to leave the sukkah, it shouldn't have to give you pain. But that's the same way you'd be in your house also. You would not stay in a room that gives you pain. So therefore, a chayla person that's sick also, if the sukkah is going to give him pain, he has the right to go upstairs to the house, there he'll feel better. One time it happened to me, my eyes hurt me. The Kaiser, I was in the city, Kaiser. And Rabbi Yosef Rebbe, he was matir me to sleep, and the people are taking care of me, chusla sukkah, at this svara. I was potem in a sukkah. Since I'm a chela right now, and it's not teshu kain to duru, I'm potem in a sukkah. Rav Shoro L'Ravacha Bradlo L'Migne B'Kilta B'Sukkah. His Rav was Mate Ravacha Bradlo, but he also wasn't feeling well. So he's Mate him to sleep in the Sukkah but under the canopy. Why? Mishum Baki. Because there were flies there. In other words, he was Mate him to sleep under the canopy even though the canopy had a Shem oil. It was Gevoya High Yutfachim and it had a gag on top of it Rochav Atefach. Not but since he was a mitzvah in the sukkah, there were flies there, so mishum the flies, he was potter really, therefore he was matim to sleep under the canopy, because there they wouldn't have tzar. Trashi, lemigni bekilsa, v'yafa pi sheish lo gago, gvoya tzor, v'yavi kilu chus la sukkah. Even though he's not being a kai mitzvah sukkah, still he was matim to sleep there. Why mishum boki, shinsa, on the side it says, Orech pirusha ken kerla pishbush biarvi. There are flies there, or zvuvim ktanim, small flies. Since there were small flies, they had a lot of tzar. So really, he was potter from being the sukkah. Therefore, he was matir him to sleep under the canopy. Right. Rova shorulei rabacha barado lemigne barmet lusa. It's the same thing. Ravacha, Ravada was matir. Rava was matir. Ravacha to sleep outside the sukkah. Mishum sircha de gagishta. Because it was smelling very bad from the schach, from the roof. Rasha's karka levona. Shoyotochim vor kakoyas asukkah. The floor was smelling very bad. So since he had tzar from the smell of the floor, he didn't have to stand the sukkah. He has the p'tur teish v'kein to duru. You don't have to be in a place that gives you tzar, gives you pain. My Rav the time Rav goes to his own time to Yom Rav. Rav holds mitzayer potem in a sukkah. If somebody has tzar, and the Rashi says Shasuke mitzaros, like we had the Gemara before, not just Tom, you're in pain, but the pain comes because of the sukkah. In other words, if you would not be in the sukkah, you'd be upstairs in the house, you would not have this pain. The pain is only coming because you're in the sukkah. So in such a case, the Torah was not mechayev to be in the sukkah. That's the positive teshuva came to duru. Only live the same way you live in your house. Mashenka, like we had before, if something else is bothering you, you have problems and bothering you. So even though in the sukkah the problems bother you, you have no ptur to go outside the sukkah. Because no matter where you go, you'll have the problems. It's not the sukkah that's causing the problems, that's not a ptur of tsar. But where the tsar, the pain comes because of the sukkah, you have a ptur, you don't have to be in the sukkah. For the more of anan tanan, we learned, chayla no mishamshayim ptur min asukkah. So, chayla in, if he is sick, if a person is sick, then he has the ptur not to be in the sukkah. Mashenkein stam tzah, something bothers you, is not so bad like a chayla, mashmi avachiv to be in the sukkah. So even though we said that both svaras of chayla is also the pasuk of teshuva kein tiduru, but it's a bigger svara chayla. Person that's sick, then we understand like it's not healthy for him to be in the sukkah. That's why it's allowed to be upstairs. But just down because something bothers you, who says you're potter from the sukkah? Tomorrow says, Amri, I'll tell you like this. There's a difference. Choyle hu mishamshas pturim. If you're sick and the people taking care of you, they also have a ptur not to be in the sukkah. Why? Because they're oisik b'mitzvah. They're taking care of a choyle. How faisik b'mitzvah that put them in a sukkah. Mashenke mitztari. If somebody has tzar, you have pain. You're not sick. Stam, something bothers you. The smell of the sukkah bothers you. Halacha is who potter? You don't have a chiv to be in the sukkah. Of a mishamish of loy, but if you have slay, you have people taking care of you that are mishamish you, they have to eat in the sukkah. They don't have a ptur. Since you could be upstairs, that doesn't potter them. Because they're not doing a mitzvah by taking care of you. If you're sick and they're taking care of you, they're doing a mitzvah. But if stam your mishar, stam your slave, a guy that takes care of you, he has no ptur not to be in the sukkah. So therefore, even though you have a ptur, you're a bitzayir, but the mishamosho, the people taking care of you, they have to eat in the sukkah. Right? Then the Mishnah says, oichle na'achilas arai chus l'sukkah. Shno, during sukkahs, you're allowed to eat an achil arai. A temporary eating, you're allowed to eat even outside the sukkah. For the Gemara v'kama, what's called v'kama achilas arai? How much is still called achilas arai that you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah? So Amar Rav Yosef Yosef says, Tarti or Tulasa Beya. Even two or three eggs, there is that's not called the Kfiya Suda. So if you eat the amount of food of two or three eggs worth of food, you're still allowed to eat it outside. Rashi says, Shtayim or Sholish Pomim. Yitl Tech Piv. Even though you put it to your mouth two or three times, still you're allowed to eat it outside the Sukkah. That's not called Achilas Kva. So according to Rabbi Yosef, your mamish only have a Chiyah to eat in the Sukkah on Achilas Kva, like four Beitzim. But less than that, you're potter. Omalay Abaya said no. Sometimes it happens that that's your whole meal. Sometimes you can be satisfied by eating two or three eggs. Who says you have to eat the size of four eggs always? It could be you're satisfied with two or three also. And that comes out that the Sudas Kva, so how could you say you're potter from eating two or three eggs outside the Sukkah? So Eloam Rabbi, Abaya said like this, you know what this year is? Kedetoyim ba beirav. The way a Talmud, before he goes to yeshiva, he eats something, then he goes to hear the shir. That much. So Rashi says, Kedetoyim bar beirav yayar lekala. Ba'boikir, in the morning, kishaochol lebeis ha-medrash, and they went to learn in the beis ha-medrash, v'doyag shema yimshcho ha-shmuyas. They're afraid maybe the shir would take too long. V'toyim mole piv v'shreisa. They would only take like one egg's worth of mole piv. How much you could swallow one time, that's all. They fill the mouth up once and drink a little bit. That's what they used to eat. And then they would go into yeshiva. So that's called the Rei Achilas, that's called the Achilas Arai. This much, yes. More than this taka is also. But according to Abaye, teeth the size of an egg is also called an Achilas Arai, that you would be allowed to eat outside the sukkah. But more than that, no. I will soon see how we paskin. We hold that a bay already is also. Only less than a bait you're allowed to eat. But more than a beitza of bread, a size of an egg of bread, you're not allowed to eat outside the sukkah. Tell the rabbanon, oichlin achilas arai chus l'sukkah. You're allowed to eat on sukkahs a small amount of eating outside the sukkah. And achilas arai, we're talking about bread. We said now this year is less than an egg's worth of bread. But if you drink or you eat other foods like fish or like cheese or fruits, that no matter how much you eat, as long as you're not being kaveh the sud, it's all called achilas arvei. We're allowed to eat a few apples outside the sukkah. As long as you're not eating with a few people to make a kriyas, that's all called achilas arvei. That we say you have to have the size of a bayon, that's only by bread. You're not allowed to sleep, even a small amount of sleep, outside the sukkah. Even though achilo you are, but sleeping you're not allowed to. Well, my time, what's the reasoning? We're afraid maybe you fall asleep. Because he's also asking, you're not mechuyev in sukkah. Just like you're allowed to eat arai outside, really you could sleep outside the sukkah also, a small amount of sleep. Just by sleeping, we're afraid, maybe you'll sleep too long. Rashi Yirdim, Shem Techazvenu Shin of Yishin Kva. By a little bit sleep, who's going to wake you up? Once you fall asleep, finished. You can't wake yourself up anymore. So there, we're afraid, maybe you'll sleep too long.